Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 9.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. With me is Phil Conlon. How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil.
And let's tell our listeners right at the top that we're next week on the Taylor Report, and of course throughout CIUT programming, we're going to be fundraising, or it's a fundraising drive, and we're going for a nice round figure of 100,000. And we ask people, and you could start now, to go to CIUT.fm and make a donation. This is COVID time, and so we don't have the same personnel and whatnot. The most convenient way to support the station is to use plastic at CIUT.fm and just mention the Taylor Report. And Phil, there's also a matter of matching funds, which you urge people to consider. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, this is a program that exists where many employers will agree as a benefit to their employees to match charitable donations that the employer sees that your chosen charity, in this case, CIUT, is a registered charity and has a registration number, which of course CIUT does. Then you tell your employer, I've donated this much money to CIUT, and they will match that amount of money according to whatever their corporate policy is. And I know that I've used it in the past, and it works. It's the employer doesn't make a judgment. The employer says, well, if that's the registered charity you want to support, that's who we'll give money to. That's, and it can become quite an auxiliary source of money for people.
Well, anyway, it's very important, and we hope people will do that. CIUT.fm/donate.
The theme this year is love your radio, and that's the important thing. This is your radio. There's nobody else on the air in Toronto where you're going to hear the Taylor Report. I never can tell the future, but I'm pretty sure that no one else is going to put the Taylor Report on their airwaves.
We wouldn't have the Taylor Report at the Intercept. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's right. So you want to get behind us this year. And we know we're asking for a lot of money, 100,000, but we've done it. And we can do it again. And let's hope that we'll do it next week. The fundraising is next week. So we want you to donate. And you don't have to wait till next week and go to the website now, CIUT.fm, donate button, and there you go.
I'll just say that today on the show, we're going to be talking to Stephen Gowans, which is a good example of what we consider programming that we're really proud of. Stephen is a very insightful, diligent author who really doesn't engage in BS. He's very interested in facts. He's very interested in reasoning. And he writes from a socialist perspective, badly needed in the world. So we're very glad we're going to be talking to Stephen. And on this matter of fundraising and politics, the point of view programs that get into issues such as we do, last week on the program, we mentioned the Glenn Greenwald of The Intercept. And he is such a brave figure, in my opinion, right now. And I have to say, by the way, this is not a matter of agreeing with him. I'm just talking about his courage. Also, quite brilliant writing for the most part. He set up an organization which was financed by one of those angels, you know, a billionaire who wanted to dabble in free speech. But as it turns out, that model doesn't work. He who pays the piper, turns out, what do you know, calls the tune. And Greenwald had a choice of taking the sweet things that are all that extra dough that comes to you just by sitting there and being a prominent individual. For example, a guy like Woodward, who's made a whole life out of having once reported one story and is quite wealthy and rubs elbows with famous people. Then you have someone like Greenwald who risks his life and keeps repeating and arguing for what he thinks are essential positions. And well, we admire that at the Taylor Report. And that's why we think that CIUT particularly should enjoy the support of the listeners. Where you could call us a mendicant order. We depend on the people. So we're asking you, the people, to go to CIUT.fm/donate. I said before, we're going to be talking to Stephen Gowans. I have late news too. On last week, we spoke with a representative of Cote d'Ivoire population, pointing out there was going to be a phony election, and lo and behold, that has been held. Ouattara got 95% of the vote. In the latter part of the show, we'll talk about that. But this is the Taylor Report, and we have an interview with Stephen coming up.